It's not a podcast.
It's a Garcast.
And this is the world according to Gar.
Hello and welcome to the world according to Gar. You are listening to Garcast episode number 252. I am Gar. With me as always is the Garfather.
Gar. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
Good. I'm a little concerned. I see an empty room with a chair barricading a door as if somebody's trying to keep somebody out of a lonely yellow room. So I'm a little concerned. We'll see what develops.
You know, is that chair there normally? Is that his warning system? I wonder if that's a closet too. That might be a closet, but
it's not usually blocking the door like that. It's like it's trying to keep something out.
Interesting. It's very interesting for sure. Great alarm system, I guess. You see his hairy arms as he walked by
very
the camera.
Very sophisticated alarm system. He's like, what do you think he's trying to keep out?
Probably Chris.
He should be at school.
You never know with that kid. That's why I love him.
Yeah, they could have been having some sort of award ceremony this morning.
I think what? Tomorrow night's National Honor Society. I'm sure he's not going to that.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
My kids had a delayed opening yesterday and today and twice last week.
For what?
Well, we have 7th and 8th graders in the school, so they're getting those, like, assessment tests. So they let everybody else come in at 10.
Is that the bullshit, this is your personality, this would be the best career choice for you test?
No. No. It's like math. I think one week was English, one week was math or something. I don't know.
You remember those tests? I think they still do them.
No, I don't recall ever taking... I took personality tests?
It wasn't really a personality test. They did some sort of test in school to... And then they would tell you, oh, these are the types of careers that would be a good match for you.
I don't think we...
They told me I'd be a landscaper.
We can't hear you.
Hold on.
Well, I mean, we can hear you, but not really
well.
We
can hear you, but it sounds like you're 87 miles away.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Last week you sounded... No, the headset sucks.
This sucks. How about now?
Nope. Same.
Nope.
I mean, we could hear you, but...
Yeah.
No. I want good.
It's going to be a tough battle for you.
No battle. Hold on.
Anyway, while he's figuring that out.
I remember doing that.
I don't think Brooklyn did that.
We did it in my school district. And I remember saying to my mom, based on it, it said ski instructor. I guess I must have put on there that I like to ski, even though I didn't really ski much, like what, twice a year? So ski I told instructor. My mom, I'm like, I'm going to be a ski instructor. She was like, we don't even ski. I'm like, I've skied. They were just
testing 1, 2, 3.
That's much better.
Even
back then, my Gar was kind of like against the what was blatant corporate bullshit. My Gar senses were up.
Testing.
Well, there you go. Don't touch anything.
No,
what did you just
now.
Do? All right. Can we remember this for next week? Can we remember this for next week?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I turned the mic volume all the way up.
Perfect.
So it's more sensitive to your noise. Then, Bob, we were having a conversation before you got on the air. And welcome to the show, by the way, Then, Bob, our special guest this week.
Oh, no way. You started recording already?
Oh, we're in.
My testing. Yeah.
It's fine. We kept going. What the hell is going on with the chair barricading the door behind you?
Yeah, who'd you lock behind that door?
That's a closet. It's a closet.
Okay.
Just, you know,
who's in there?
Nobody right now.
Okay. Is Guar going to jump out of the closet?
Give me a hug. You should see. I threw my back out with that hug.
Oh, did he? Did
That's
he throw?
Right.
He gave you a big hug and threw you back out.
Oh yeah.
Or did you try to pick him up?
Me around. My feet flop around.
When we arrived, I purposely threw Gary through the door first.
He said, "Gary, you go first."
You know, there's a technique. So when you get grabbed, what you need to do is relax. You can't be tense when you get flung around like that. If you relax and just let your body flow around, you can avoid injury.
Okay. Just go like a limp dick.
I was more like, you know, the things outside of a car dealership in the wind.
Oh, what the hell are those things? Like, I felt like Verizon used to put them outside of cell phone stores.
Right. So, you know, that's what I am as I get thrown around.
What do you call those things? It's like a windsock that's attached to the ground.
Good description. A windsock on the ground.
Ground sock? Ground
a
windsock?
Ground sock. I like it.
It's better than a red socks.
I just Googled it. They're calling them inflatable tubes. Okay.
I ground
Googled,
socks.
I Googled advertising windsock.
So did you guys, were you talking about our dinner?
No, we didn't.
Not yet.
We were just talking about you.
Ah, nice. I wish I could have been a part of that. It might have been able to add something.
Well, you just answered the question we had.
Yep.
I thought you had somebody locked in the closet. That's what we were talking about. dinner was great. You were late. BMO was late. The hell? BMO did
but it
say
was great.
Really late. Yeah.
Yeah, so if those that don't know, I think most people probably know, at least if you're in the Discord, Guar had come back to New York for his father's fake birthday, I guess we should say.
Fake 80th. So as far as fake birthdays go, it's pretty big.
Yeah, so it was a good fake 80th, and he invited Guar Nation, all of you, to head over to the Casa for dinner on Sunday night. And we all met there. Fantastic. Mike took the train out with Mike and Mike O.D. Yes. Picked them up in Smithtown at the smoke shop.
Oh, my God. That Churrascawa joint surely pumps out a lot of air pollution.
Yeah, so the old Sizzler has a new restaurant there. I can't remember the name of it. But they
something Churrascawa.
Lusso.
Russo. That's what it is.
Lusso with an L.
And they had so much
Russo
smoke.
Russo is not a Portuguese name.
But it is a Portuguese restaurant.
Churrascawa.
Man, they filled the parking lot and the train station yard with wonderful smelling smoke.
I would write a letter to your Smithtown representatives. That can't be legal.
You know what? It's probably not, but due to the fact that the Smithtown representative probably enjoys eating there, then it's allowed.
They're also too busy sending me letters about the apartment that the person 25 years before I moved in had.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah, what the
hell?
Why don't
you bring us up to speed on that?
Sure, I guess we could take a little detour on that. I mean, honestly, out of nowhere, I get an email or a letter from the town of Smithtown.
Not an email, just to be specific. It wasn't an email with a PDF attached. This came in your mailbox.
Came in my mail, and very rare you get a letter from the town. Usually it's
usually not good.
It's usually my tax form is, I think, the only letter I get from them, or maybe something about garbage pickups. So I opened it up, and basically they said that it came to their attention that basically there was an apartment in the basement 25 years ago when I purchased the house, and they wanted to know if I wanted to file for special variance, like
to keep it an apartment.
To keep an apartment. It was the weirdest thing. I didn't know how to interpret it. I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know if they were just going to raise my taxes if I didn't respond. So I did post a picture on the Discord, but
you're probably wondering, like, why now? Right.
Dude.
I got an answer.
What do you
they
got?
Probably hired somebody new because somebody retired and it was sitting at the bottom of the pile on somebody's desk for 25 years. Mm. And they spilled the pile on the floor. You know, when they restacked it, that paper was now on top, and they got to that paper.
I'll tell you what, you're never getting a slip for your boat if they're this far behind.
Oh, the boat. No way.
Never. 25 years ago. I bought my house in 1999. It's a joke.
That is bananas.
So weird. I promptly threw it out, like I do with my jury cards.
Good
wasn't
move.
Sent registered or anything like that. Yep. It's
garbage.
Gone.
Not registered.
Never saw it.
Yep.
Except unless they get into the Discord, they'll see the picture of it. But I don't think they're looking in our Discord.
They might. They could. We could have a mole.
You've been ignoring the jury duty? You don't do it?
I throw them out. I thought we've covered that.
Yeah.
Right?
Andrew actually went. I made him go. I said, you have to be an American citizen and go.
I went.
And he went and he told them that he actually lives in White Plains. And they said, no problem. You're done.
Huh.
Nice. Went home. So. Only because we mentioned on the Discord today and it was just mentioned here. I did just go to the town of Smithtown boat slip waitlist. It has been revised for 2024. Would you like an update?
You get a new letter, Dem Bob?
You want to tell me what my number is?
It was revised on November 28th, 2023. So that was after we covered it here. Let's take a look.
I know I moved that big.
This is exciting. So they...
Who's number one on the list?
They do it alphabetically, so I have to find them. Give me a minute, though. I will do that. Bosco's, because there's three of them on here. Big jumps.
Whoa.
Big.
Whoa.
Yeah.
This is exciting. Yeah. Your original number. So we'll go with you are the first Bosco on the list. Your original number was 2,119.
Look how excited he is. Look at that smile.
Drum roll.
Correct. So let's just do the math, and they're giving up 25 slips a year.
Let's see if you could predict it.
Divided by 25, that's 85 years before I get my slip.
I think we're going to have to pursue this and see if there's a letter on this that maybe somebody knew, maybe the same guy who sent the letter to Gary, came in and was reviewing the wait list and realized how many people were dead. Because you have moved from 2,119 to 794.
Divided by 25, so 30 years. I should be getting my slip.
You're getting there.
When I'm 85 years old. 85, what a great gift that's going to be. And maybe, you
Matthew,
know.
Matthew, 795th on the list. So he'll have his when he's in his 50s. And Andrew, 796. Now, how did Matthew get ahead of Andrew on the list? I thought the eldest son.
No, he probably handed his in first.
How far apart are they? Just numbers?
Two years. Oh, and numbers probably one.
They were one.
Bosco, okay. Dennis is 794. Okay. Matthew is 795. And Andrew is 796.
Okay.
If you remember, they charged $25 to stay on the list.
Yes. Right. Did you pay that?
Yeah, that's why I'm on the list. That's why I made the big jump. That cost me $25.
Trying to find who's number one. See if you know who they are. We could kill them.
Do a control F.
Tina, F? I did, but there's ones all over this damn sheet. Tina Bossi is number 12, whoever she is.
Can you do one space or is it one dot maybe? It'll find it.
I'll find it. Don't worry. Looking for some single digit people. I forgot
how Matthew actually took that PDF and for fun exported it to an Excel sheet.
Yeah, I found number one. Found him.
Go ahead. Found him. Who is he?
Now, he really got a kick in the nuts because his number didn't change. He was one and he's still one. John Fitzpatrick.
Then, Bob, you should become friends with him.
I don't even know who it is. There's probably dozens of Fitzpatrick in Kings Park. There's probably 50 of them.
Well, maybe not Kings Park. We can look it up. All right, Google.
Where do the Irish people live?
Kings Park.
Oh, they've overtaken.
Number three. What's his name? Another. James Fitzpatrick.
James.
Wonder if he's related to the senator.
Sorry.
He wouldn't be on the list.
John, middle initial V. John V. Fitzpatrick.
So isn't there a senator?
Never heard of him.
Fitzpatrick. Wonder if that's why he's number one. Who knows?
Number three is James McSloy, another fine Irishman.
He went to middle school with me.
Did he?
Yep.
Jimmy McSloy's up there.
I'll have to rekindle our relationship.
Yep. Definitely.
James Fitzpatrick. He's in his 60s. He lives in Kings Park.
There you go. So he's going to get one before Bosco will, you know, Bosco will be 80. This guy will be in his 60s. So the Saladino family, Stephen and Paul, are numbers 2 and 4. Go get them, Saladinos. The Schmall family. S-C-H-M-A-L.
Well, Saladinos, they probably only take one of them then, Bob. So you
I'm just so glad I do not have that last name.
Saladino?
No, Schmall.
Oh, Schmall.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Schmall, huh?
We do need to find out why there was such a significant jump.
It probably was people not paying the $25.
Yeah, nobody wanted to pay the $25.
Oh, I see. Yeah, duh. Forgot about that.
That's how they got rid of the dead people. The dead people couldn't pay it.
Yeah, well, it's good they have that clause.
Rather than doing the research, they just make you pay. That was such a money grab.
Oh, dude. Ridiculous.
They had to make $20,000.
It's great. Smart.
Maybe that's
maintaining a list.
That's how they're putting in the sewers, maybe.
You got to get
sewers. No, Hochul's giving us the sewers.
We're not getting sewers. I think they're doing that on Main Street, right? That's it? Or are they already on Main Street?
I don't know what they're doing, but it's supposed to make it a lot nicer. We'll be able to have more than nail salons.
Do you notice?
And vape stores.
Our town, like, there are so many vacant stores. And I don't know if it's a rent thing, but Christine actually brought up a good point. She thinks
that's everywhere.
Yeah, she thinks it's just the way it is now. Like, the people are not opening stores anymore because of Amazon's and
like Tulip Avenue, where Rebecca saw pretty much all the stores are taken. There's a bank that's empty, you know, but like you go on Jericho Turnpike. If you drive anywhere in Nassau County, Suffolk County, I don't explore as much. I'm assuming it's the same on Jericho Turnpike. Empty storefronts everywhere.
And they just built in Smithtown these brand new condos or apartments. And underneath them, they put storefronts. So there's more storefronts now, but empty storefronts all over Main Street.
Well,
it's so weird.
People are lazy. So if you give them a nice condo, they want the Starbucks right downstairs, you know? So
yeah,
see what opens up there.
One of them is opening a, I think it's called the Dirty Cheesecake. Did you see that, Dan Bob? I think it's called the Dirty Cheesecake, something like that. Dirty sounds pretty good.
So you got your Italian, you got your New York, and now there's going to be a dirty. A lot of cheesecakes.
Tons of cheesecakes. Cheese.
Speaking of cake.
Yes.
What did you think about Rebecca's pies?
Oh my God, her pies were fantastic.
Rebecca brought these pies to Casa Luis. Talk about, you know, bring a good gift. I couldn't stop thinking about the key lime pie.
I'm not a big key lime guy. That key lime was so good.
The key lime pie was very refreshing. It was like palate cleansing.
Yeah, yeah.
It was palate cleansing. It was creamy. It was an explosion of flavor. Delicious. And the pork chop. Did you guys eat that?
Oh, I ate it. Mike obviously did not eat the pork chop, but I did.
No, but I.
Does it really count as meat? It's not meat.
Yes.
It's the other white meat.
I ate so much octopus.
Oh my God, that was so good.
It was cut into those little pieces.
You didn't have the appetizers. So we had like octopus as appetizers. Then we got it as dinner. It was great.
But the octopus appetizer had what? Sausage in it, some antipasto, like some meats, right? It's like pepperonis or salamis.
The red peppers in that was phenomenal.
So it was family style. I didn't want to be a gavone. So I didn't take as much as I really wanted to take, beside the fact that I got plenty, believe me. But the pork chop, it was unlike anything I've ever eaten in my life. I cannot wait to go back there.
Yeah, when you go back, you got to get your own pork chop when you go back.
Guar making the call.
I need my own, and I'm not sharing.
Guar's call for family style was perfect. That was a perfect idea.
He can order better than him.
I believe that was my idea.
Oh, was it yours? And then he executed it perfectly. It was perfect.
I told the waiter, because we were sitting there for a while, and I'm like, I'm getting hungry, and I'm sitting here drinking. I said to the waiter, I said, tell him to order appetizers for the table. And then from there, then was like, he gave us menus, we gave him back. I'm like, wow, just order for the table. What are we doing? You know what's good.
And he did it, and he killed it.
And that's fun. Like, that was so much fun, just passing it around, you know? It was great. Best. Delicious.
Trying to open up the crab
great
leg.
Call. Thank you for being there and taking charge and putting somebody else in charge.
They were hoarding. I don't know if it was Rebecca or Jen. They were hoarding the crab legs.
Yes.
I didn't even know
they were hoarding the legs?
We caught our last piece of that.
We didn't even know they were on the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike and I would dig into that.
A horse. You're talking about a hoarder. As a family style?
I saw Jen put some crab legs in her purse. Weird.
But you know what, though? That food was so good, I'd almost give him a pass. You're going to be like,
I'm not mad. I'm just letting you know. I'm fine.
Just letting you know.
I don't blame him. It was
delicious. There was a hoarder amongst us at the dinner.
And you know what I loved? The pot.
Dude, that was soda. The best. Oh, the I thought you were talking about the pot that Denbaugh brought with him.
Pot, the pot that the food came in was awesome because just the flavor was in there. It was like so good. Like,
it
don't
was
give
like
me a
the
shiny
original
pot
from the restaurant. I wanted to ask. So you know, how hard do they scrub the pot before they determine, you know what? It's clean enough. Do you guys do that when you clean?
I hope they just rinse it. I hope it's just a, like my coffee cup.
No, but you know, when you, if you cook, and sometimes, you know, your cookie tray is just a little bit, you know, the food doesn't come off. At what point do you give up and be like, you know what? That's going to stay there. It's clean enough. If it
you're
doesn't come
wrong,
off with all
you're
my scrubbing.
The wrong guy. You're asking the wrong guy because my level of cleaning things is not, my standard is not very high. So, usually I like to just rinse.
I got to get this update. So Denbaugh, you know, we talk about pot. Denbaugh was ordered to assist on his way to the casa in picking up one of Lou's and his brother's friend who was at home and lives in Smithtown somewhere.
Tony's breakdancing buddy, Emerson.
Yes, yep. Emerson. So Denbaugh got the call. Would you get a call or a text from Guar? Is that what happened?
I think it was a text.
Hey, we lost him. You back?
I got a text.
Yes,
I
please.
Was ordered to make a pickup.
Yes.
No questions asked.
I don't ask questions. When somebody says I need you, I'm there.
It was good.
I'm that type of friend. They said, you got to pick up this guy. So I go to some guy's house. He lives right near me, but I never met him before. I pull up in his driveway. I'm driving down. I'm looking for the addresses. He didn't have the address on the one side of the mailbox, so I had to do a loop-de-loop. Pull in the driveway. Some guy comes out. And I'm like, hey, I'm Denbaugh. I actually said, I'm Dennis. Nice to meet you. And he's like, Dennis, are you Denbaugh? I'm like, yeah, that's who I am.
What did he look like?
So he was an American Asian, of American Asian descent. He had salt and pepper hair, a Fu Manchu type beard, approximately medium in build, a regular Smithtown resident. But the interesting thing was, so not only will I pick anybody up, but I go along with anything. So he says to me, you like to party? I'm like, I love to party. And he's like, no. You want to party now? I'm like, no, it's Sunday. I have to work on Monday. I don't party on Sunday. So he's like, can I give you something to give to Lou? And I'm like, yeah, why don't you give it to him yourself? But whatever. He's like, I can trust you? I'm like, I don't know. Try. And he hands me this tin foil, crumpled up, tinfoil and says, give this to him. And I'm like, okay. And I put it in my you know, like the glove compartment, the thing by the shift in the car. And he's like, oh, no. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I put this thing in my pocket and I'm going through who's going to be there. I'm still having the conversation. I'm perfect.
What did you guys talk about on the way there?
I'm thinking about it.
What did you guys talk about on the way there?
You have kids. Where's your family? What do you do for a living?
Do you like the party?
Hi, how are you? Which is not my favorite thing. I really don't like meeting new people, but the guy was okay. And I was doing a favor for a friend.
I commend you for doing it. I knew you would.
Yeah.
Of course I would. No questions asked.
Good job. Proud of you.
And then I don't think the joke went over on your side like the way you wanted it, because I'm such a cool cat.
I just held on to it. I think it was perfect.
I knew
you would go with it. I had no doubt.
I didn't know he was going to give you something and ask if you liked the party. I mean, we had no idea that was going to happen. It was hysterical. He was a funny, funny bastard. He fit in so perfectly. He was giving Mike advice for his trip to Asia. Yeah. You know, like,
I'm not sure. I'm going to follow all that advice.
But maybe you use it as advice to avoid.
Yeah, I don't know. Night was great. Food was great. I once again realized I don't need bourbon in my life. I felt like I was eating wood ashes for the last 2 days.
That first bourbon that he brought out was killer. What was that called? Rebel, I think it was, or something like that. I mean, that thing, like when you put the glass up to your nose, my nose would burn.
Yeah. It was, I appreciated it, but like, I just don't need that.
They're not all like that.
It was hurting me. And we had a nice Uber ride home.
Yeah, you took an Uber all the way back to the house?
Yeah, because we missed that. All of a sudden, you know, the night went later than anticipated. Yeah,
you get there, you're like, oh, 10:20 train? That won't be a problem. Yeah. And dinner's at 6, or we're meeting at 6, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And it's 10:20.
Exactly at 6, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah, we were there right at 6 o'clock. You, Mike, and I.
Yes. Yes. It was fine, though. It was a grand time. Looks like Guar's in the airport right now, and he sent us a picture of a bourbon bottle and a cup of coffee. So that's how he's rolling this morning for his flight.
Wonderful.
He just sent that on the Discord. Happy trails, Guar.
Yeah, good trip.
But yeah, that was fabulous.
You take roadies.
So, huh?
Apparently, I took a roadie in the Uber because I woke up the next morning and there was a bottle of Estrella, whatever the hell that beer is that I drink, with like this much left in it on my kitchen counter.
Yeah, so you did. You took roadies in the Uber.
Yeah, I did.
Did you remember to bring back the pot soda?
It's in my refrigerator.
Excellent.
Yep. Thank you for that.
Did you warn the kids? Oh. Did you warn the kids not to drink that? It's not seltzer. I don't want them to end up like the bus driver in Smithtown.
Oh, there it is. Skipper's Boat Tours. Andy yes. Shaw's gift to the Bosco.
This was amazing. I had no idea I was getting this dish. I love this shirt. Thank you, Andy. You're my new favorite listener. This was amazing. I didn't expect it. Awesome. I love it.
It is a great shirt. 3-hour tours. I love it.
To wear this on the boat, which I have to
get a hat.
I don't have a slip.
Hey, you got to trailer your boat.
Amazing.
Yeah, but Mike and I made it home alive. Thanks for checking, everybody.
Good stuff. Do you want to you want to read some emails, Mike?
I believe we got at least one.
We got one last week right after the show ended.
And we just got another one.
Oh, good.
All right. Let's take a look here. First one came in, yeah, right after the show last week. Literally, right after the show last week. This is from, this is a good time to announce her campaign. Jackie O'Donoghue is, her 3-year term limit is up for the school board of Floral Park Belrose. She is running for re-election. I do have a little beef. I'll announce it here. She asked me when driving Mike and I to the train on Sunday for the mission if she could put a lawn sign on my lawn. You know, and I said, of course, yes. I've done it. Did it for her last election, but I like that she asks. Drove around town yesterday, running errands, picking up the kids. Her lawn signs are everywhere, but there's none on my lawn, so I don't know if I insulted her in any way, if I'm not getting a sign. I don't know what's up, but it seems that everybody got a sign but me. I'm not sure what's happening. I am. So if the person running against her is listening, I do have a very busy corner. Like I'm a stop sign in front of my house. It's a good spot for a sign. So if you have an offer, you want to offer me to put a sign on my lawn.
Get some money for that.
All right. So anyway, looking forward to that. And good luck in the election, Jackie. It's sometime in May. I forget when it is.
Nice.
Anyway, here's her email. The subject is hooked. Hi, Gar, Garfather, and Denbob. I'm writing to thank Denbob. What?
This doesn't happen often.
But I'll take it. Let's savor.
I'm writing to thank Denbob for his fantastic show recommendations.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
The accountant?
Could be. I have so many. Which one?
You're going to love this.
Oh, God.
Jury Duty was a favorite of mine.
yes.
Both hysterical and suspenseful. I wonder if there'll be a season 2.
Wait, who wrote this?
Jackie, Mike's wife.
Ah, Jackie, what taste in shows you have.
She just got your vote for school board.
I'm going to establish residency ASAP.
Make sure the guy at the Hitch King votes for her.
I'm gonna
see if you can put a sign at the Hitch King. Perfect.
All right, go on. Let's talk about Jury Duty.
That's it on Jury Duty.
That's it?
But there's more.
Oh.
Love is Blind is right up my alley, and I've been watching season 6. Loving it. Who knew we had such similar taste in shows? Oh, God.
Oh, we could just cuddle on the couch.
Oh, wait a minute. You want to Netflix and chill with another man's wife? Interesting. I hope to get Mike hooked as Colleen has done for you. Although I don't have high hopes and can hear him rolling his eyes as this is being read.
Oh, no. He's going to love it. He's got to give it a chance. The concept, the characters, the plot, everything. Everything about it is amazing.
Looking forward to the next great suggestion. So, Jackie, do you have another suggestion for her?
Not yet, but I will. I will release as soon as it's worthy. As soon as I find a worthy show.
Sounds good. All right. Next email. Oh, whew. I thought that was the email. It's the other. Okay. Whoa. Okay. We can do this. This is the everlasting gobstopper. What's up, fellas? It's Guarlito. Garnation is the best. Framily. Heading to the airport. This was just sent 17 minutes ago, so everybody knows. Heading to the airport right now to fly back to Dayton. And honestly, I'm still buzzing from the amazing hangout at the Casa with all you amazing people. Thank you for all that made it. And thank you for all that couldn't, but still sent well wishes. And honestly, thank you, Garnation, for getting so awesome. So many wonderful gifts, birthday well wishes, and incredible memories. Love you all. A special thanks to BMO and Jen's generosity, which knows no bounds. Yes, I second that. I actually had some of BMO's gift of barrel, bourbon, and coffee this morning, and it hit the spot phenomenally for the flight back. Got to go through TSA now and already see MOD's patron saint of vacation days, Mayorkas, on the screen. Much love to the greatest nation in the planet, Gar Nation. Guar out.
Is that excellent. The shortest email in that chain?
Shortest email he's ever sent in his life, whether to us or to anyone on the planet.
That is amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you, Guar.
What is this? I got an email from Galen Huckins.
Who's that?
Well, this is some sort of spam. He's a director and composer of Blue Dot Sessions, which is an acoustic studio based in Western Massachusetts. They compose and record music, especially for podcasts. Hey, look into this. See what he's got to offer.
Excellent.
All right, yeah. So that was, it's been quite a Garcast week. Wow. And congrats
to
your...
Are you talking about sports?
Yeah,
I was going to say, congrats
so much to
your Islanders.
To talk about.
Your Islanders clinching the 3 seed somehow?
Dude, they got the 3 seed. I got to tell you, man, this is one of the weirdest seasons, I think, as an Islander fan I've ever had, where I completely gave up on them like 10 times this year. And then they would come on a win streak and I'd be like, oh, maybe there's something there. And then they would die and they finished the season with what? I think they won 8 of their last 9, maybe, and one was a tie to the Rangers. So,
I mean, if you're gonna peak,
so weird. And they are a dangerous playoff team because of the style that they play. Their problem is going to be special teams. That's what's going to kill them. They're great 5-on-5.
Correct. So, and here's what my suggestion is that I'd like to write in. If you are put into a power play situation,
decline it.
Decline.
Yep.
We want to stay even up.
Yep.
Keep your guy.
Can you do
that?
We
don't want it. It's okay.
Well, I don't
it's
think
okay.
I don't think anybody would do that, but I think the Islanders should.
No, but can you? Is that allowed?
I doubt it. I don't know.
Interesting thought. Do they give up a lot of shorthanded goals?
No, they're actually momentum killers because they're so bad on it.
Correct. It's okay. A momentum killer. That's a good point.
Gotcha.
And why do you think that their style of play is dangerous?
Well, they're a defensive team. They have great goaltending. They're defensive minded.
This is Sorokin's worst career ever.
I thought he had a very bad year, but over this win streak, and it's kind of similar with the Rangers with Igor, when they brought Quick in, Igor responded, and actually he really, I thought, got better after that little kind of push out. And yeah. I could from the Islanders, I think we're seeing the same thing now. Garley played great.
They could have shit years and then get hot in the playoffs. So
yep.
If he's hot, Islanders have basically been in the playoffs for the last few weeks. So if he's hot now, that's a good sign.
The interesting thing is Carolina plays a very similar style hockey that we do with a lot more talent. Like, we just don't have a ton of talent.
Yeah, Carolina's a tough draw.
It was them or the Rangers. Like, either one.
The Rangers would have been more exciting. I'm not saying
it certainly would have been more exciting, but You know, either way, the Islanders have a massive uphill battle, but it's fun to be in there, and who wouldn't want to go ruin Carolina's month?
F Carolina.
So, yeah, so that was pretty exciting. The Rangers are in. They won the President's Trophy. You got to be a little worried about that, right? Knowing what happens to these President's Trophy
games. You got to hate. The worst thing in the world is winning the President's Trophy.
Yeah.
Horrible. It didn't even have the award.
It's almost, I think the last team to win the President's Trophy and win the Stanley Cup Tampa? Was the 94 Rangers, maybe?
Oh,
maybe
really?
Tampa did it in there somewhere. You might be right. It's very rare.
Again, you should pass. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You're looking that up, Mike?
Yeah, it's a good one. Let's see. The trophy's only been awarded 36 times. What, it's a new thing?
I guess they probably just started, yeah.
Only eight. All right, 8 out of 36 have won the whole thing.
I mean, Boston last year was classic, right? I mean, not only won it, they were like one of the greatest regular seasons in hockey history and then choked away the first round. Now,
did you know there's actually a cash prize?
Is it really? Does it go to the players or the team?
The team gets $350,000. What's the point of that?
So Dolan can build a new dome or a new sphere somewhere?
I guess.
Interesting. So, yeah. So you guys got the Caps. You got Ovechkin. Yep. That's always a good series. That's interesting too. I think they were selling at the trade deadline, and then and Pittsburgh did the same thing, and then they still kind of put things together and made the playoffs. I think you're better off with the Caps than maybe Detroit. Detroit looked pretty dangerous. But yeah, so we got that. The Knicks are in the playoffs, and they pulled off a 2 seed, which is amazing. So they'll be kicking up. We got a lot of playoffs in New York right now. Islanders, Rangers, and Knicks are playing. No Brooklyn, no Devils. So that'll be exciting. I guess baseball's happening, but we're not really following that. Masters, what do you guys think? I didn't get to watch as much as I wanted.
Oh, somebody invited us to freaking dinner, you know, during the end of the Masters. I freaking missed all that.
Yeah.
That sucked. Sheesh.
But Scotty won it.
Yeah, it wasn't very eventful at the end anyway, so we didn't miss much. He kind of pulled away.
I had a feeling he was gonna, but when he started to struggle a little bit on Saturday, I'm like, ooh, maybe there's a chance, but
no, he owned it.
He's just so good right now.
He's dialed in.
Yeah, he
did
really
you see
is.
Did you see the low amateur Shipley on McAfee yesterday?
I didn't, but I saw the interview that he had on what was it, like post game or whatever? Was he actually on Pat, or did they just talk about it?
No, no, he was on Pat yesterday.
Oh, wow, awesome. Yeah,
he's from Pittsburgh.
He's from Pittsburgh, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So he was actually really good. He was talking about, you know, playing around with Tiger and actually what happened in that interview with his weird eyes and all that stuff. So they covered all of it. You got to watch it.
All right. I'll check it out.
And he led right into Charles Barkley's amazing interview.
I didn't see Barkley's interview yet. I just saw him. Did they call him back to ask him about the eclipse?
Yes. Yeah. That was Nancy literally started crying with laughter when they called him back and he came on. And what did he say? He just goes, fucking idiots.
They're fucking idiots. Like, the people that watched the eclipse were fucking idiots. Unless they were drinking High Noons, they were fucking idiots. But
you have to watch his whole interview. Is great. It ended the show.
I have to watch
it. It was so good. They were like, all right, we're done.
He's awesome. He's so funny.
Before we leave the Masters, what was the dynamic with LIV versus PGA? Did any of the LIV players finish at the top?
They were terrible. It's just
they were terrible, right?
It's just I mean, last year though they did great. So it's whatever. It happens. I don't think it has anything to do with I think the last major they said that the players did better because they have an easier schedule. Now, you know, what are they going to say? It's just I think they just didn't happen to show well. They need to get this worked out where they have a better collaboration between the two leagues. I think we'll get there.
Well, unfortunately, so you think about a guy like Rory who stayed loyal to the PGA. and then passed on all the money. And he didn't do that well in the tournament anyway. He would have been better off.
He sucks. So he should have taken that money and gone to live it doesn't matter how much he sucks because he makes the money anyway.
You're not a fan. Oh, you haven't won Rory? The Scottie Scheffler boat?
No, I like Rory. I just think he sucks. I kind of root for him, and then he chokes every time I watch him play. He didn't choke this time. Rory. He just sucked.
Rory, because I choke if there's 25 cents on a putt.
They said this on the air, and I just Googled it just to make sure. Do you know the last time, what year it was?
The last time he won a major? I think it was like 2014-ish?
Yeah, 2014.
Oh, my God.
He came out on fire, right? He was going to be the next Tiger Woods. He won four or five majors really quick. And
he
then
won the 2011 U.S. Open, 2012 PGA, which the PGA to me is lame. 2014 Open Championship, which is British Open.
Yep.
And 2014 PGA. So he won two in 2014. Yeah. Hasn't done shit since.
He's missing the Masters. That's the one, the Grand Slam he's missing.
Yep.
Tiger, did you see Tiger? He's limped his way through and finished last.
He did finish last. I'm rooting for him so hard, but I feel like it's just not going to happen.
I enjoyed watching him Thursday and Friday. It was fun because the whole goal was to make the cut.
Yeah.
And he played well. He was good after 2 days. He just ran out of steam.
It's got to be tough on his body to be playing at this point, right?
It looked like every step he was taking, he had to like think about. it was weird.
Brutal. My boy John Rahm had a rough outing, didn't he?
Yeah. By the way, so you know we talk about TV and apps. So ESPN Plus for the Masters was awesome.
What'd they do?
You go on and I mean this is the way it should be, right? You get to choose what you want to watch. So they had different hole combinations. Okay. Like you could just watch 15 and 16.
Okay. They've been doing that on the internet for years.
Yeah, the Masters websites had it, but now ESPN Plus had it.
Cool.
You could just watch they did like two premier groups the Thursday and Friday. One of them was Tiger and it was like Tiger's group and some other group. So that's what I watched. Like it was really cool.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was a changer. I liked it.
It's a good way to digest, you know, the a sporting event. Like I commend them for that.
You know what? I'll say you really enjoy the flow of the game a lot better rather than the old way where they just go from good shot to good shot to good shot.
Yeah.
I like it when they go in the woods.
You like to have options.
I identify with that. I'm like, nice. You see, you went for the gold and you're in the woods.
Yeah.
That's what. So, I agree.
I mean, I enjoy golf very much.
And they have like the Masters did such a good job. They had like cameras like looking between trees. Like they have, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And like,
it's cool.
Jason Day was in Tiger's group the first 2 days and he was all over the place. So he was like watching a guy just do trick shots for 18 holes. It's pretty cool. Oh, and Jordan Spieth, I hate that guy too. He sucks.
Why do you hate Jordan Spieth? You have these strong feelings.
He's another loser. Like he came out, he's the hottest guy, and then he doesn't do shit.
He did.
Loser.
He was
very hard on him. You're very hard.
He was never Rory's level, but
let's see his. Yeah, the last time he won three majors. He won we know he won the Masters. That's where he got his name from. 2015 majors, and then he won the U.S. Open in 2015, and then he won the British Open in 2017, and that's it. See ya.
So I watched the Masters and then played golf yesterday, and it just added the appreciation that I have to these guys.
it's ridiculous.
They're so good. So good.
Yeah, it's a tough sport. But that was fun.
Speaking of phenomenal athletes, Mike, did you catch UFC 300?
So I didn't sit there and watch the whole thing. I watched some of the prelims that night. Every fight was berserk. Then the guy from Hawaii, what's his name again, that we talked about in the Gar Car?
Holloway.
Holloway's
Max
knockout
Holloway
was unreal.
And Gaethje had a fight, five-round championship fight. Holloway is fighting up a weight class.
And I didn't realize he was winning the fight. Like, he would have won by
decision. So you saw the end, right?
I watched the whole last round, finally.
He dominated the whole fight, basically. Yeah. Maybe, I think there might have been one round maybe where they would have given it to Gaethje because he got knocked down. But he won the fight, and then the last 5 seconds, he was calling for an all-out brawl in the middle of the
He pointed to the center. Apparently, he's done this before.
He's insane for doing that. He's absolutely insane for doing that. And he knocked the guy out with less than, two seconds left. Knocked him out, landed face first on the mat.
It was pretty cool.
Unbelievable. It was a wild night.
That clip. That was nuts.
Crazy.
And then
crazy.
The last fight kind of was anticlimactic, right? I mean, the guy just destroyed him.
He destroyed him. He's so good right now, Pereira. Like,
it was embarrassing. Yeah.
And he fought the number one contender. Like,
yeah, how is that guy the number one contender? I'm unreal.
This guy is just so good right now. Like, you'll get these guys that are just so far ahead of everybody else at some point in their career. And you see some of those guys starting to fall off now, like Volkanovski, who is just untouchable, or Usman.
He can only do it for so long.
Yeah. Yeah. It's wild. It's such an amazing sport to watch.
It is. It is good.
You know, Sumu won the DraftKings that we had for that, by the way.
You have to send that to him in euros or pounds?
He does. I don't know how they do it. He just signs in and I don't know how he pays them or what. But
right. The rest of the Sumu jerseys were delivered at the Casa.
Yes.
Hopefully everybody's wearing them this Saturday. I think we play at 10 o'clock.
Guar looked fantastic in his.
Need the dub. He looks so svelte.
Now, this weekend is Everton, right?
No, that's in 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought that was this weekend. That's a huge match.
I'm pretty sure. Hold on. Bosco, stay with us. We won't talk about this for too long. I did have it up. I'm pretty sure Everton's at 2. Oh, no. No, you're right. Absolutely. You are right.
It's this weekend?
I lost my mind.
And it's like crack of dawn, right? Like 8 o'clock in the morning, shit. Eastern or something?
I'm going to be driving.
Ugh.
It's at 8:30. Wait, if it's on Peacock, though, I could play it in the car. Let me see. Please be on the cock. Please be on the cock. Please
they
be on
don't
the cock.
Also broadcast it on the cock if it's on USA?
Nah, it's only on the cock if it's on the cock. It's on USA. God damn it. Good for you.
Yeah, that's good for me. Not so good for you.
All right. Maybe I'll just keep an open phone line with somebody.
You know what? Do a 7-day trial of YouTube TV.
I get too many trials going. I finally signed up for Paramount so I could watch Champions League.
Oh, my Lord.
So good. All right, so 8:30, everybody. Scarves. I'll be in my jersey and my scarf driving to Florida. I promise you all.
All right.
But you know what we didn't talk about?
No.
Speaking of Florida, because it happened 2 days after we recorded 2 episodes ago while I was in Florida. And kind of shame on us, but I guess, I mean, I know this is the world according to Gar, and in the world according to Gar, it was a non-event. We didn't talk about the earthquake.
Oh yeah, we mentioned that at the Casa. We're like, we never touched the earthquake.
We never spoke about the earthquake on the Garcast, because I guess it was a Friday, and then we recorded a Thursday, and it kind of really was a non-event. But at the moment, it wasn't a non-event. It took over the news.
Well, it was very cool. I thought it was awesome, because I kind of knew right away it was an earthquake for some reason.
So yeah, I want to hear where each of you were and what you felt. So Gar, where were you?
I was here, right here, sitting where I'm sitting right now. And it was a windy day, if I recall. So I thought the wind was picking up until, like, there's a mirror behind me that you can't see anymore that started to shake, and a lot of the stuff in here started to shake. I'm like, whoa, that's probably an earthquake. I got up, went and looked, and Bo's just, you know, you see these videos of the dogs going nuts? My fucking dog. He's just laying there on the couch like, something? What do you want, Dad? What are you doing here? So the event itself, I thought it was really cool. What about you, Mike? Where were you? Did you feel it?
I think Florida,
you did, right?
So I got nothing.
Oh, that's right. You were in Florida.
Yeah. Bosco?
I was here. And I think that's probably why the chair moved is because I felt the shaking. And I thought that maybe there was a truck jackhammering outside. Right. And then at last, I didn't see one. So I went out, and then I thought maybe my boiler was exploding. So I did kind of, I moved out quickly to kind of survey the home. And by the time I got out of the office, it was over. So non-event.
You know what was the most?
He actually came out and said, "Dad, did you feel something?" And he was able through social media to find out that other people felt the same thing that were close to him. And then we figured out it was an earthquake. Yeah. So it
he was
rather
home?
Interesting.
He wasn't at school.
Nah, he was not feeling too good. He's not steady Eddie with attendance. All
right. Maria was very upset.
They talk about that group of kids that don't feel attendance is important. He's in that group.
Yeah, Maria didn't feel it at school. She was very upset.
It's my job to make him go to school at this point. He's 18. He has great grades, and he's already got accepted to college.
Boom.
Did you pick a college yet?
How hard do you really try?
Did you pick a college yet, or are we waiting a little bit longer?
He's waiting. He got waitlisted at USC and Clemson, and I think that if he gets into one of those,
that would be the pick.
He might. I don't know. He's okay. Going to go visit next week with Colleen.
To where?
USC and Clemson.
Oh, South Carolina, not. Yeah. Oh, I know it is USC in California. Sorry.
No.
Okay.
So he's going to go visit
Christopher.
I personally, who knows? The world is his oyster. Let him.
They're right next to each other.
Yeah, so they're going to fly into Charlotte during their spring break, get a tour at one, get a tour at the other, and just so that in case he does come off the wait list, he has a little bit more knowledge.
Hey, Nick was waitlisted for Tech and got in and went
what
there.
What was his second choice then?
So he was waitlisted for Pitt and Virginia Tech. And those were his top two, I think, and schools that he thought he was going to get into.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was a little bummed. I don't think he really knew where he was going to go until he got lifted off. But that was
a
weird year.
Accept something first, right?
No, he didn't. He never accepted anything. He got taken off the wait lists before.
Like what month?
It was like a month before they had to make their choices. What's the date for paying? May 1st, usually? Is it June 1st? Yeah, so by this time that year, he knew that he had gotten taken off of those wait lists. But those wait lists were weird that year because of COVID. That was the COVID year.
So the way it's working this year is you have till May 1st, which actually just got extended.
Yeah.
But to accept at Penn State, but the wait list doesn't happen till after that. So you would have to then reject. You'd have to rescind your acceptance.
Yeah, it was different back then, right? I think there were a lot of kids saying no because they didn't want to go away because they were afraid they were going to get COVID, get a cold. It was very scary.
Just the formula of it, you get accepted to six schools. You don't tell them till the last second.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a lot of people coming off the waiting list.
Yeah, so well, good luck. I hope he gets what he wants. That would be really good.
He'll be great. He'll be good.
Good luck.
Yep. All fun stuff.
Great. All fun. School stuff. I'm tired of it.
I'm Brian a little upset I don't get to go on the visit. I liked doing that.
Mm-hmm. You could go on your own.
I could.
You show up. Crash the party. You all right?
Yeah, I dropped something. I was just looking for it. I didn't see it. Gave up on it.
Okay.
Not a big deal.
What did you drop?
A guitar pick.
What were you doing with a guitar pick? You just playing with it?
I had it in my hand. I just tapped it in my finger, and I dropped one of them.
Exciting.
Figured I'd pick it up, but I didn't.
Yeah, because you always wonder what's going on outside of the field of view with the Garcast.
I am.
Well, I am.
Because you have the background on, so you fall out of visual range there.
Not often. I think you see one of the guitars once in a while. See it?
Yeah, it starts to appear. It's kind of freaky.
Sure.
That's the acoustic.
Kind of freaky. All right. What else? Anything else going on in the world? Mets are hot. I haven't really watched any Mets, but the Mets are hot. Bosco, don't start watching.
Yeah. And whatever you do, don't watch the Islanders playoffs.
Oh, John Sterling mysteriously retired, although he is like 87.
Yeah. He, you know, mental note, good person for the list next year. He's probably got something.
Mysteriously retired.
Well, didn't he? He was dealing with a lot of throat or cancer issues like a year ago, wasn't he? Remember he was sick? He never missed a game, and then out of nowhere, he missed like a couple of games.
I don't think anybody said he had cancer.
No, I don't think so, but he probably does.
I thought I just saw a clip, and I don't know whether I was thumbing through Instagram or what, where he got hit in the head with a foul ball.
Like last year. That was amazing.
That was last year that it happened.
And you listen to it, he's like, ow.
Yeah.
And then he keeps doing the game.
You probably
an 7-year-old gets beamed. Yeah. That could be a bigger deal. And I was wondering if that's a current thing.
But he might be good for next year's list.
Put him on the list. And
that's what he said. John Sterling was a legend.
Why didn't we have OJ on the list? Let's remember that again. Nobody had OJ.
Unbelievable.
So disappointing. So disappointing.
Oh, I got OJ.
You want to hear a really, really quick, funny soccer story?
Yeah. No thanks. Oh, yeah, sure.
So I you're still coaching, right, Mike, with the clubs?
Yes.
So
I'm an assistant coach.
No longer use passes anymore for games. You actually have to put the kids on your roster and print them out and hand it in. Which is
finish
nice.
Your story, but that is not true in LIJSL, we found out this week. But go ahead.
So it's nice, and so it's more convenient now because you just bring the piece of paper and it has all the pictures on it and the names and you check it in. But the problem is, if you get a late kid or somebody in the club that you need help for and you want them to come down and play, you got to get them on the roster. They won't take write-ins. So
really hard to do.
Total pain in the ass. So our 06 team, the Revs, needed help. And it was Saturday morning. They had a game Saturday afternoon. I said, I got two girls here that'll come play for you. He said, great, send them down. He did. We sent them down. He said they were playing against this team. And I guess one of the coaches knew one of the girls on my team. Because it was so late, he just had them play as other players on his roster. And they're like, that is not so-and-so. That's Emma Cross. Yeah. And they questioned him. And he's like, no, it's Emma so-and-so. So he's like, can you believe this? He goes, because this is U18 now. The girls, you can't get girls to play. Nobody gives a shit. It's very casual. They started yelling in the second half. The coaches, cheaters, cheater, cheater. Oh, the ref almost gave him a red card because they were being assholes. So he tells me the story on Monday. I actually just got copied on an email to the coach of that team from the league saying claim of use of illegal players. Says they were two players from the Fury that participated in the match without checking in under their actual names. Is that insane? Like, what coach would actually complain? Who the fuck cares?
That's crazy.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure hopefully the girls don't get in trouble. They didn't do anything wrong. But anyway.
Yeah, we had, so agreed. Since last year's, it's been, you just print the form and it's got the coaches' pictures on and everybody's. So in the morning, I'm watching the Forest game on Saturday and Reagan had a game right after that. And Damien, the head coach, is like, make sure you bring your pass. I'm like, why? We haven't needed them, but we still have them.
Nobody checks. Nobody cares anymore, right?
And I got an email from the league, and then I looked, and so did I. And it said, passes will be checked this week. Like, something happened. Maybe it was because of your incident. I don't know. So we had to bring our passes, and the guy, he collected them, and he held them like he used to do. Like, the refs used to hold them.
So you actually, I don't even have passes. They never even gave them to me.
We got them before the season.
Yeah, I didn't even get them.
Oh, that's interesting.
So let me just understand. What you're saying is this eliminates somebody who did not pay to play.
No, it's... So
it's more for like playing people who aren't officially on your team.
Yeah, like you can...
Like ringers.
You know, I understand why the rules are there, but it should be really... I mean, nobody cares at our level. Like, we're playing in like a low level kind of division, basically. So people don't care. But the higher divisions, like, you don't want teams to do anything to win. So they'll go grab like the 10 best girls on Long Island and throw them on their roster just to win, right? And that's what they're trying to eliminate. And you could have kids playing. Like, I actually, this weekend, I'm pulling a girl from our, that's an 06, and I'm going to have her play as one of the girls on my team. I'm doing the same thing this guy just did.
You're cheating.
I'm cheating just because I need a body.
So I got, I got in a lot of trouble at Sports Arena a number of years ago. Well, so my kid was, they were all 17-year-olds, and they don't need a coach. It was deck hockey. They don't need a coach, but the rule was you had to have a parent as a coach. So they asked me to do it, and I did it, and whatever. And So at first I knew what the rule was, but then I rationalized it. And I said, you know what? I paid for a 12-man roster for every game of the season. I'm entitled to put 12 kids on the bench. It doesn't really matter what their name is in my mind. Mm-hmm. And so, you know what? It became this round robin. We filled out the roster. Listen, we never had 12. We always had like seven because you're 17 years old going away to college. You got jobs. Who can show up? Who can't? And it's pickup deck hockey. That doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. And I thought that was great that the kids even wanted to do it. Like, what more wholesome way to spend your Saturday nights than doing that? So one of the referees, like, I didn't know one of the kids that showed up. I didn't know a lot of the kids because, you know, they're only on the bench and they have the helmet on, so you can't really see them. And you're standing behind them, so you can see even less. So the referee heard me call a kid you. And like heard me call him the wrong name. And he's like, you don't know your kids on your team? I was like, yeah, I don't really know that kid. And they made this big thing. They held up the game. They're like, everybody, you got to state your name. And they compared it to the roster. And they made us lose the game. It was nobody really gave a shit. They just wanted to play. It was just.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, I know, you know Sports
maybe
Arena.
Maybe an insurance issue that if somebody got hurt.
They've always been strict with that.
Those places you have to.
But I don't see why. My kid was on the roster, got a fucking concussion, and they didn't do anything. So, you know, I don't really see what the insurance thing is.
Well, to prevent you from suing, I guess, right? You signed that waiver?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't think it would get much worse than what happened to him. It was disaster. So it was right before his finals. And he got he was playing goalie and there was a scrum in front of the net and somebody's stick snuck in underneath the helmet. And he went down. It was bad. Like we went to the hospital and he had his exams, his finals that week. Oh. And it was actually his junior year. So that's like a really important finals year. And it was when he was studying abroad at Smithtown West.
Studying abroad. Love it.
So we called the guidance counselor and we were like, we don't know what to say. He went to the hospital. We got a note that he had a concussion. He's not showing up to any finals this week. I don't know what to say. He just can't do it. Like he's lying in the basement in the dark with no noise. So she's like, I will take care of everything. And she took care of nothing. Every final, I had a frantic teacher call me like I had this drug addict derelict son who just showed up at Smithtown West and is now not taking his finals. So they'd call me up and they'd be like, oh, Mr. Bosco, we have a problem. I'm like, okay, what's up? What can I do? How can I help you? They're like, your son never showed up for the English final exam. Do you know where your son is? I'm like, yeah, he's in the basement with a concussion. He had an accident. And they're like, really? And I'm like, yes.
Go ask the guidance counselor.
And I'm like, you were supposed to have been told, because I don't have all of his teacher's emails addresses, that he, you know, and so, you know, it happened every exam. And then I would call the guidance counselor and said you were going to call everybody. But as much as if a big deal it was then five years ago, it's really nothing and it resolved itself.
Fantastic.
So, for those of you in Bar Nation, when you think you're going through a very difficult time, take a deep breath. And usually in 5 years, you'll be fine.
Boom. Love it.
Boom.
All right.
Now.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask Gar earlier, but really it's more relevant for you. With, you know, Matthew never coming home again, Andrew living in Airbnbs, and Christopher going off to college. Are you and Colleen considering selling the home and moving to like a 55 and over, or what's the story?
We talk about it all the time.
Right. We mentioned this. When I was in Florida, we talked about would you go to one, but I didn't challenge you with the are you doing it like next year?
No. So first off, I would never go to a 55 and older because I don't want to be the youngest person.
You said, yeah, okay. But yeah, would you downsize, I guess?
But there is still the option to downsize and relocate. And we do talk about it all of the time. And I think that's a whole topic that we should discuss now that we're getting to that age. Mm-hmm. And write-ins, this is a great topic. With the pros and cons. And you know what? I think I'm going to leave a teaser for the next episode.
Okay. I like it because I talk about it a lot too. And you guys are much closer than I am.
Much, much closer. But it's an amazing, fun topic to get into. The pros and cons. So
it's almost like looking at where you're going to go to college.
It's the graduation. Yeah.
Right? Same idea.
All right. So we hit it next time.
All right. I like it. Anybody has any thoughts on it, please email in. We'll cover it.
Yes. All right.
I gotta run.
Great show. Thank you. Yeah, I got a pee too. Thanks everybody for listening. Hope you have a wonderful week. And until next time, be garrific.
Gar out.
Have a great day.
Go Forrest. See you later.
Forrest.